And again, I want to thank all those that had part in you, especially those that were the contestants. I saw Gordy and Deb, and boy, Gordy, they did great. Debbie was great, and I found out it was better that Debbie, and it's better that Debbie drives and not Gordy. And I couldn't remember if Gordy was Superman or what he was up there. But anyways, if you've never got to a You Are Love banquet, I hope you get to go next year. It's just a great night out. It's a tremendous night and a lot of fun. We always take about 10 or 15 minutes, actually about 15 minutes to 20 minutes to preach the gospel. We had lost people there this evening. We presented Christ to them, and it's always a lot of great singing. We have Rod and Debbie and the kids singing. I had Mel and Lonnie sing, and there's always a lot of great singing that goes along with it. It's just a great night, and we just thank God for everything that goes into it. Hebrews 10:25, when you have your hand, and how many have got Hebrews 10:25? Keep your finger there, because that's where I'm going to be preaching from. But turn back a couple books and go to Titus, one verse in Titus, Titus 2:13. And Hebrews 10:25. Let's stand. When you get there, stand for the reading of God's word. I want to bring a message this morning to you. So much the more. Brother John, so much the more. And notice in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for, how many are looking for the blessed hope?
Amen.
Boy, I am. I was really looking for it, Bobby, during that snowstorm, I'll tell you. I was so worried about you and June. I'm glad you guys got back, and I'm glad Dee's a good driver, amen? I said, I'm glad you're a good driver.
I am.
I know. Why is Lizzie making fun of you?
She drives you crazy.
Oh, okay. Liz is going to get me going here. Look at Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope. And it is blessed, isn't it? Miss Karen, the Lord could come back even before they even do that test on you. Wouldn't that be exciting? Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Brother Mark, someday, I don't know when, but I believe soon, Jesus Christ is going to come. He's going to be in the clouds. We're going to hear this. We're going to hear, come up hither. The trump of God's going to sound, and all that are saved, we're going up.
Amen.
Amen? We're going to get brand new bodies, and I need one.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but I need one. And then now look at Hebrews, my main text. I was reading this scripture, and boy, there's just a few words there that really caught me. Look what it says there in Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together. In other words, don't leave out church. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Now watch the next verse. And I circled this, Brian. And so much the more. See those words? See those four words? So much the more. As you see the day approaching. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the precious word of God. And Lord, yesterday you put this in my heart. Everything got quieted in my life. And Lord, you came down and spoke to me. And Father, I thank you for always that quietness of the wonderful the Holy Spirit speaking in our hearts. Shown us what you'd have us to bring each week. And I pray you'll bless everything we say today. Lord, I believe with all my heart you want me to preach this. And I pray, dear God, that people will be encouraged in the Word of God this morning. Be with all our people. Again, we pray for those children. We think about that little David. We think about Truman. We think about all the adults that are home today because they're sick. And I just pray you would be with each one. And we ask your blessings now on all that we do today, and we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. It says there in verse 25 of Hebrews 10 that we are supposed to do something as the day approaches, as Christ, the day of Christ approaches. See verse 25? As ye see the day approaching, what's that day approaching? That's the coming of Jesus. That's that blessed hope. That's when the trump of God's going to sound. That's when we're going to the upper taker. Amen? That's when we're going to get our redemption. Hallelujah. That's when we're going to get those new bodies. That's when we're going to leave this old sin-cursed world. Hallelujah. As you see this day approaching, and it's going to come, Brother Leo, I don't care what people say, it's going to come. When we were kids, we used to play hide-and-seek. Ready or not, here I come. And Bobby, Jesus saying to the whole world, ready or not, I don't know, ready or not, you better be ready, but even if you're not ready, I'm still coming. No one can stop his coming. It's imminent. It's sure to come. He is coming back. He promises he'll come back. And by the way, you're supposed to keep that blessed hope of his return close in your heart, ever looking for him to come. Amen? He says, as you see that day approaching, so much the more should we be doing things. I just wrote two things down here in that verse. I see two things, Brother Eddie, that we're supposed to be doing so much the more as we see the day of Christ approaching. Number one, as the day of Jesus approaches, I see we need so much more. We need so much more, Miss Jamie, not to forsake the assembly of ourselves. In other words, we need more as the day approaches, Brother Jim. We need more, so much more church services. We need more church, not less than church. We need to attend more church than less church. It says we need so much more to hear God's word as he's approaching, as his coming soon. By the way, the day, and as he gets closer, the days will be more worse. I was talking to Brother Gordy about things going on in the world today, and boy, you think things are happening now? Look up here, Christians. We haven't seen nothing yet, and we better get into church, and we better hear his word. Because as the day approaches, we're going to need his word so much the more. We're going to need so much more hearing the word of God, because God's word comforts us. God's word gives us understanding. God's word buckles our life and strengthens us so we can deal with the battles and the trials and the heartaches that we must face. You know, we're living in... How many say amen? We're living in trying days. And believe it or not, as bad as they are, they're a piece of cake right now. Grandma, we used to look back and say, those were the good days. And when we were in the good days, people thought, those were the bad days. We had Dr. Jim used to say, remember evangelist Dr. Jim? He'd say, you ain't seen nothing yet, honey. Listen, we're living in trying days. We're living in uncertain days. We're living in days of confusion and frustration. And by the way, I see those days in my life. I had a day of frustration yesterday. How many get mad when snow and then everything goes bad? I hate the cold. The older I get, I hate cold. I hate snow. Hello? But because of global warming... You believe in that, I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Maybe someday there'll be a climate change, amen? And this will be Florida, and Florida will be the north. By the way things are going, it's starting to change, isn't it? And Al Gore is going to be happy. The man that invented the computer and everything else. Eventually he'll be telling us he's the creator of all things. Think about with me. The world economics are faltering. I heard the other day, that the euro is dropping and the dollar in America is going up. How bad's the world? The dollar's going up. Bert Joe heard it with me. It was on the news. It said the euro fell today and the dollar rose a little. Make Brother Harold happy because he gets about 60 cents of those money we send over to Germany for him. Him and his wife get about 60 cents out of every dollar. If the euro drops, he'll get a little more money. Amen? But this is not just the United States. It's not just Europe. The whole world. We're talking about global. We're talking about a global crisis. The stock market. I don't know if many of you watch the stock market. We do. And the stock market took a toll last week. It had about 4 days where it just got beat up. I mean, it just got beat and knocked around and stomped on and kicked around. And I mean, one day lost over 200 points, and a lot of days 100 points. And man, bam, bam. Finally, it ended Friday. I think it made about 10, but it lost about 500. Well, the Dow actually dropped below 9,000 last week for a little bit. And I think it just ended up right at 10,000. That might not mean nothing to you, but that means a lot to people who know about the stock market. And there's a world that economics are crumbling. We have global governments. Globally, governments are collapsing all around the globe. Terror threatens the world on a continual basis. But don't worry, the gal running our country don't think we have any threats at all. Of course, they don't know what they're doing up there in Washington. None of them do. And that goes for the Democrats and the Republicans. Amen. We're in trouble. Just looking at Congress, doesn't that scare you? I have nightmares just thinking about them up there. You know what? You know the comfort I got out of that snow yesterday? You know what I told Steve and Joey? They had over 2 foot of snow, Bobby, in Washington. Over two foot of snow in Washington. I said, amen. And they couldn't go nowhere. I said, good. Keep those idiots away from the White House. Keep them out of let's run the country without them. God, Rick, God stopped them from coming in. Just keep them out, Lord. I think we'd be better running on automatic pilot. Amen? Then the climate. It's continually changing. I mean, all over the world, not just America. I'm telling you right now, folks, the whole world has got climate control. I mean, one day it's sunny. One day you're having a hot day. Next day you got a 5 foot of snow. Stephen, a month or so, they went in Arizona a few hours away from Phoenix. And they were just taking a vacation, and they got, what was the name of that place you were at, Stephen? What's the name? Flagstaff. And they, and while he was there, they had over, I think, 2.5 to 3 feet of snow. A wreck. He had to call off of work. He couldn't get back to work. Boy, was he mad. He called me up. Hey, preacher, we're stranded here. I don't have to go to work. I had to call in. I said, yeah, you sound like you're mad. He sent me pictures of the resort. There, I said, yeah, you're really roughing it, boy. He said, yeah, they got all the roads blocked. And, man, no one's getting in, no one's getting out. He said, boy, I'm having a good time. I said, yeah. We know what's going down in Haiti. I was talking to Brother Gordy about the earthquakes. And by the way, there's all kinds of earthquakes. Matter of fact, I looked up on the computer. You want to from 2000 to 2010. You ought to see how much they've increased in the last 10 years. The intensity of earthquakes and the frequency of earthquakes have grown enormously. Can I tell you something? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Why am I saying that to you? People are saying all around the world, People are saying, there's a song Cindy used to sing the last Sunday. Remember the cathedrals used to sing that song, Joey, the last Sunday? They used to say, what on earth is going on? I've heard that song. Mr. Jones goes out or something like Mr. Smith, and what on earth is going on? The whole world's wondering, what on earth? Even the law. You know what, folks? Look up here, Christians. I'll tell you what's going on. The coming of Jesus is getting ready. The earth is in birth pains. The earth is just like when you ladies are having babies, you go in what they call labor. You have travail. How many are still with preacher? And this earth is in travail. This earth is in, and by the way, as it gets closer to the birth, the pains get greater. Hello? And we haven't seen nothing yet. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to say, listen, look up here. We're supposed to be wise. Brother Bud, the lost person, they're terrified because they don't have Christ and they don't understand what in the world's going on. But Brother Billy, we've got the Lord. I mean, we've got the Lord. We've got him in we've got the Holy Spirit abiding us. We've got the comfort. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. We know what's going on. I've got, Brother Cantyver, I've got, by the way, you look sharp today, Sarge. Listen, we've got the Bible. Cap, we've got the Bible to tell us what's going on. If you'd read it. Pastor Dave was talking about that in Sunday school. A lot of times we get in trouble with God because we don't do what he says. We don't even read it. And if we do, we don't obey it. But I want you to know something. People are saying, what on earth is going on? I want to tell you right now. Hebrews 10:25. As you see the day approaching. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Brother West, we're seeing the day of Christ approaching. We're seeing, Evangelist Black, we're seeing the day of Christ approaching. I love preaching on Jesus coming. It's probably my favorite topic. Because he is coming. But you know what? As he approaches, we need the Bible so much the more. Brother Mark, we're going to need church so much more. We're going to need those songs of Zion that you so much the more. We're going to need that truth in our heart so much the more. Christian, you need to know and understand the day that we live in. I thought about this. I was talking to Gordy Friday night. Look up here. I hope I'm not boring you today. We, from the youngest person here to my little Bailey Ray, and she is so pretty, I'll tell you right now. Those kids are getting so big, it makes me mad, Mark. Betty, they just keep getting bigger, don't they? I can't stop them from growing. You're going to lose your little girl some days. Boy, your boy, he's a man. Bobby brought about a 400-pound thing, I called David. I said, bring some of the boys out. He brought Andrew. Andrew picked up one end of it. Okay, where are we going with it? That kid's a brute. I know he's definitely the strongest kid that was ever a student of BBCA. I guarantee you for that. Might have been one of the smartest, too, but I know he's the strongest, too. Good kid, too. Listen to me. I want you to get this. And this is my whole message. You need to understand the day you're living in. Brother Jim, we're going to have to cope with a lot of things. Brother Ray, we're going to be faced with a lot of things. Brother Billy, there's going to be a lot of things that come into our life. We as Christians, Brother Elmer, we have to understand. We got to understand the day we're living in, why those things are happening. Because if we don't, we're going to be shattered. I'm going to read to you a scripture. Just stay right there in Hebrews. 2 Timothy, I'm going to quote it to you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God had not given us a spirit of fear. See, there's a lot of Christians fearing today. You don't want us to fear, Carl. But 2 Timothy 1:7, for God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God don't want us to be running up into the mountains and saying, I'm going to quit my job and do everything. It's all over. No, he wants to have us a sound mind. We got to understand, as the day approaches, we need Christ so much the more. We need church so much the more. We need to hear the Word of God so much the more. We need to read the Word of God so much the more. We need to be filled with the Spirit so much the more. In 2010, you need to be in church all you can. That rhymes. I like that. In 2010, you need to be in church. I might get some of these banners made up. In 2010, you need to be in church all that you can. You need church. He said, number one, forsaking not the assembly. That's me being in the house of God. We need church so much the more. We need to hear God's word so much the more. You know why? God's word increases our faith. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing, by the way, by you hearing God's word, it increases your faith. We live in troubling days. You need God's word to strengthen and settle your heart. What the Bible says in Peter. After a while, he strengthens, he settles us. God's word, by the way, Isaiah 55:11 says, God's word never goes out void. And when you read Isaiah 55:11, it says it goes out to where it's intended. You know what? There's a lot of lost people Friday, Mark. We just put the plan of salvation plain and simple out there. We didn't see anybody other than one lady that always raised her hand. We didn't see any visible thing. But you know what? None of those people that were there that night, Brody, every one of them left with that word. Their seed got down in every one of those. Now, God's going to have to water and bring it up. But not one of them hurt. Not one of them escaped hearing and getting the word. How many of you understand what I'm saying to you? God's word never goes out void. You say, what good did it do? You don't know what good it's going to do. I just know Isaiah tells me it never goes out void, so keep sending it out. You're going to go to the jail. You're going to preach this Tuesday at jail ministry. You say, what good? How's it? You don't know what it's going to do, Eddie. Go there saying, hey, it's going to make a difference for somebody. It's going to make a difference. Because God's word never goes out void. I put this down. God's word has a lasting effect on our lives. That's why we need it so much the more. That's a good song. So much the more. The Lord will give you something. We grow by God's word. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So we grow by you being in God's church. You're growing today. People are, by the way, by being in God's church and hearing God's word, people are, not only do they grow, but people are born again. Yeah. By hearing God's word, 1 Peter 1:23, the precious seed. You can't get saved without that precious seed. John 17:17 says, we are sanctified by God's word. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:26 and 25, that we are washed and cleansed by His word. It's good that we, you know what God's word does? It convicts us of sin. And so, and we live in a sinful world, and the world's getting more sinful. So how much so much the more? Are you listening to me, church? How much so much the more do we need God's word? God's word keeps us from the wiles and the tricks of the devil. It's like, you could say it's the armor of God for us. It helps us from the world and the flesh and Satan. Amen? Ephesians 6:17. God's word keeps me from sin. Psalms 119 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Psalms 119, verse 9 through 11. By taking heed to thy word thereto, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So we need it so much the more. Psalms 119, verse 105 says, God's word is a light to the pathway of our life. It teaches that it's a pathway for our life. You say, I don't know which direction to take. You need the word so much the more. Listen, don't forsake church. I'm done with point one. Don't forsake church. Don't forsake church. Especially now. Because you need church. As the, every day we get closer to the coming of Christ. Every day that he don't come back, we're one day closer. How many of you ever had an appointment you're going to keep and you mark off the calendar? You know, you put those X's on the dates. How many of you have ever done that? Lizzie's got that for Eddie. This is when I'm going to knock his block off. As soon as his food gets fixed, I'm going to break his arm. He said, you know. Eddie's never going to take that cast off his foot. He's going to leave it on forever. Like, don't hurt me, Lizzie. I've got the cast on. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Pretty good. It's over there in Peter 5:7. Look, I didn't have that plan. That's good. What I want you is this. Listen to me. We're going to be living. We're living in trying days. And folks, as much I don't want to be a damper to you, but it's not going to get better. And that's why, as Christ approaches, we need the church and the word and the fellowship of our people so much the more. Amen? And then number two, as we see the day approaching, we need so much the more, as the Bible says in Hebrews 10:24, to exhort one another. You know, exhort means to encourage or lift up. Help one another. Encourage one another. Listen, we need this so much the more. When you come to church, don't bring all your problems. When you come to church, be excited. You don't know what Mark and Betty went through this week. You choir members, you know, hey, Brother Mark, how you doing? Hey, brother. Hey, boy, I want to tell you that. I love that song. Boy, you're doing a great job. Be an encouragement. Be an encouragement. Lift up one another. We need to do that so much the more. You teenagers ought to once in a while tell your youth directors, hey, I appreciate all you do to put in our life. You know why? Because they need encouragement so much the more. As we get closer to Christ, I'm going to tell you, Billy, I've pastored for 30 years. Sis, I'm going to tell you something. I have never seen people under so much pressure and stress. And if you took all my 30, if you took 28 years of my ministry and then compared it to the last 2 years of my life, people are today losing their jobs. They don't know what the next day is going to bring. The sicknesses and health and disease. How many are with me yet? People, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm talking about Christians today. Christians are stressed out. They're pressured. They're really troubled. Are you listening to me? We need each other. We're all in this together. We need to encourage one another. We need to lift up one another. We need to help one another. So much the more. As we see the day of Christ approaching. And I'm going to tell you right now, we better be doing it. Listen, we should always be excited. We should always be excited. We were talking about people that had effect in our lives. I was talking to Joe Tutak, and Brother Joe, we were saying, what people had effect in my life? I think Dr. John Brook, the dean of the Bible College at Toledo Bible College, he probably had one of the most he had an effect in my life, teaching me the Word of God. My preacher, Roy Jones, one of my pastors, Roy Jones was pumped up. He was always go-getter, excited. He taught me to be excited. He taught me to have drive. He taught me not to be a sad sack and sluggish. He taught me, go out there. Go after it. Brother O'Brien had an effect in my life, Pastor O'Brien. He taught me to have a little wisdom before you do that, do some stuff. I had a preacher, Roy Jones, that was all the way over here. He would do things before thinking sometimes. He had a lot of drive, though. Had a lot of church splits with him, though, Mark. Then I had a preacher over here named Harold O'Brien. He kind of was slow doing a lot of things. He hesitated before he did stuff. I kind of learned some stuff from him, and I kind of learned some stuff from him, and I tried to be right about here. Maybe sometimes with my temper, I'm over here. But I know I never got that far over that way. Only if they cross me, Rod. We need each other. DeCastro needs you. Bob and June need you now so much the more. Jack and Jeannie need you so much the more. Grandma Lemley and her family, they need you so much the more. Rod and Debbie need you. Let me listen to me. Wanda needs us. Annie needs us so much the more. Are you listening to me, church? People, we need to lift up each other and look forward. We need to look forward. Get excited about Jesus coming back. Oh, I don't want him to come back. Get excited about him coming back. You won't have to pay no taxes no more. You say, well, you lived your life, preacher. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If the Lord comes back, you young people, heaven's so great, you're going to say, wow. Tammy, you're going to be so excited. If he comes back, Andrew, you ain't going to miss nothing. You got a whole forward of eternal bliss, man. Hello? Hey, Grant, if the Lord comes back, you won't have to get old like me and get those dry sockets. You won't have all that pain in your mouth. Amen? Oh, come on, Grant. That was a joke. Okay, preacher. Listen, we need to get excited about the glory that's coming. Now I can tell Miss June and Bobby about getting new bodies, and we've already used up our bodies. We get excited about that, don't we, preacher? Oh man, Miss June, she'll say, yeah, man, I'll be able to run again. Woo! I know a young kid, I don't need a new body. You just keep going, pal, you're gonna need it eventually. You guys keep playing that turkey bowl. You're gonna need. Pastor Dave's gonna have surgery in his knee coming up. You keep working those turkey bowls, and you'll be having them sooner than you think. Eddie's done with turkey bowl. That turkey's done with everything. Look at this. I'll close with this scripture. Look at 1 Peter in closing, and I am gonna close. I'm close. I really am. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Look at verse 3. Blessed, I'm in 1 Peter 1, 3. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto what? A lively hope. Man, take that frown off your face. Put a smile on. Get excited. He's coming. Man, get excited. You got a brand new body. Boy, for those that come back tonight, I'm going to show you the riches of Christ that the believer has. You're going to be shouting tonight. You'll be shouting tonight. I'm going to show you the riches, the blessings of this believer, of the riches of Christ that you get from Christ. It's exciting. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. God, help us be in stick in the muds. God, help us not to be old sourpuss. Never have nothing good to say. No outlook. No vision. No future. Oh, I wish it'd just end. Man, lift up your eyes. Redemption draweth nigh. Look, he gave us a lively hope. Why? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Man, Tommy, we're not going to die. We're going to live. To an inheritance. Oh, man, we're going to inherit. Incorruption and undefiled and it fadeth not away, Brian. Oh, man. I saw some glory years. I could show you some pictures when I was in my glory. Now I'm horrified now. But those glory days don't last very long. We got glory days that are going to never end.
Amen.
Reserved in heaven, if you're saved, for you. Who are kept, I'm glad I'm kept by God's power. If I was kept by mine, I wouldn't be keeping it.
Right.
Who are kept by, because I ain't got a whole lot of religion. But I'm glad I got a lot of salvation, amen?
Amen?
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Man, praise God, it's getting ready to be revealed. Get excited, it's going to happen. Wherein you greatly do you rejoice? It says we're supposed to greatly rejoice. Most people, oh, Brother Mark, I don't want to sing that song again. We sang that 2 weeks ago. We did that last year. Who cares about that? Say, let's do something stupider than that. No, we ought to rejoice in what God's given us. Ah, no one wants to hear that, Brother Mark. Yes, they do. You'd be surprised what people want to hear. You know, a lot of people came to church today. They've had a rough week. And there's some people, some of you today might have just said, God. Some of you might have been ready to quit this week. Some of you might have said, dear God, I'm going to go one more time and that's it. But I need something. God, can you just tell preacher to say one word or one sentence today that'll help my life? It might come from one of those songs you sing, Mark. You never know. That's why we got to be make sure that we do what God wants us. And when we got to do it, we got to do it with all our heart. Wherein you greatly rejoice through now for a season. If need be, we are in heaviness through manifold temptations. I know we're going through heartaches. A lot of you, you're sick even right now and you're going through stuff. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perish though it be tried with fire, might be found under the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He's coming! And because he is, we ought to have that rejoicing so much the more. Amen? Whom having, and I'm done, look at verse 8. Whom having not seen, I've never seen him. We've never seen him, Bobby. You've even preached about him. You teach the. You're talking about an invisible person you've never seen. How do you know God's there? Well, you know, you ain't never seen the wind, but you know it's there.
Amen.
Having not seen, you love. In whom though now you've seen him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. They sing that. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know what? When you sing those songs, do you even think about the Bible? You often, sometimes I get so, you'll be singing them, I'll jump up, yay, man. You don't understand. I think about the words. I think about the Bible. I think about the truth of it. How can you not get excited about when you hear songs, the words of songs? 10,000 years. I mean, when we're all called up yonder, hallelujah, I'm going to be there. I get excited. No wonder I say amen. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll... Okay, who cares? I care. I'm the one he's calling up. And you ought to care too if you're saved. Because you're going up too. I leave you with this thought. It says we're supposed to have that hope of glory. And by the way, we're to have it so much the more because Christ is, his appearing is soon to come, Brother Brian. Mark, we're to have that hope of glory because of Christ coming sooner. So much the more. And the question is here, do you have that hope of glory today? You do if you're saved. Do you have the outward expression of it? Or do you just have it tucked way down where no one else will ever know about it? And are you passing it on to others? Are you passing it on to others? Listen, the day of Christ is soon approaching. People need to hear these things. The day of Christ is approaching. People need to hear these things. So much the more. People need to hear these things. Christ is coming. The hope of glory. We need to pass it on. So much more. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, help us never to become dull and insensitive and cold and indifferent to the coming of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, Lord, I understand your Bible there. As we get closer and closer and closer, we're to intensify praising you, studying your Bible, going to church, rejoicing, glorying in you, so much the more. We're to be telling others and getting excited about you coming, so much the more. If you're not here by next month, we ought to be excited more, so much the more. We ought to be concentrating on being in church. If you haven't taken us out of here by next month, by next week, we ought to be excited about being in church, hearing your word, so much the more. Heavenly Father, help us to exhort one another because you're coming soon, so much the more. Help us to rejoice that one day we're going to have the hope of glory and that blessed hope because it's coming soon. Help us to be excited, so much the more. Help us to share it with others, so much the more. And Father, if there's people here today that's never been saved, I pray that they'll see right now they need salvation so much the more than they've ever did before. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure that I'm saved. And I know for a fact if I died or Jesus came in the rapture, he'd take me up. I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven." Could you raise that hand? I'm positive I'm saved. Thank you. You may put them down. Would there be any person here today? And I won't come to you and I won't embarrass you. I give you my word. I promise you I won't. But I do want to pray for you. If you're here today and you say, "Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if I died or if Jesus would come in the clouds right now and the trump of God would blow. I'm not sure I'd go up in that rapture, and I don't want to be left behind. And I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. And when I die, I want to go to heaven. Would you pray for me?" Who'd say that? "Pastor, I'm not sure, but I'd like to be sure. Pray for me." Just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Say, "Pray for me. I'm not sure." Who'd say that? Anyone like that today? "Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'd sure like to know. Pray for me." Just raise your hand and put it back down. Let me see it. Anyone like that today? Pray for me. Maybe you're a Christian. You've been discouraged. And you just say, "Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I need God to just touch me and encourage me.
I know he's coming. I really need so much the more today. I need that so much the more. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I see that hand back there. Yes, God bless you. I see that hand. Yes, ma'am. I see it to the right of me. God bless you. I see that. Pastor, pray for me. I need that so much the more. I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But I've been discouraged. I've been down in the dumps. I've really been troubled. I've lost my joy. I've lost my excitement for Christ. Pray that I'd get it back, preacher. I need it so much the more. Pray for me. Pray for me. I need that so much the more. Heavenly Father, you saw the hands and the hearts of all the folks. I pray you'll come down, Father. Lord, I didn't see any hand go up as far as salvation. And if they're all understanding what I said, and they're saying they all know you as Savior, and that would make me happy to know that everyone underneath the sound of my voice is saved. I pray if there's anyone here that's not saved, that you'll reveal it to them. Father, I pray also for those Christians. I know we live in troubling days. I know we live in trying times. And Father, I pray with all my heart that you would help them as they see the day approaching. As Hebrews 10:25 says, as they see the day approaching, that they would be so much more in the house of God. They would be so much more exhorting one another, encouraging one another. They would be so much more in the Word of God. They would be so much more looking for the blessed hope. Help them, I pray, Father. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.